Well, Interval is a nonprofit organization that sends teams of healthcare volunteers to countries with significant medical needs. And the Rochester-based group just returned from Haiti. One of the co-founders, Dr. Timothy O'Connor, joins us this morning to talk about ongoing relief efforts there. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us. Maybe just briefly, you teamed up several years ago with Dr. Ralph Panino to form this group?
Ralph and I are partners in a local plastic surgery office, and we were doing some teaching around the country. We found we could get medical supplies that were in perfectly good condition but were surplus to requirements to help with the teaching. So about 20 years ago, we reckoned there was a better use for those kind of supplies if they could be put to use and recycled. So we started a program where we collected medical equipment and, so to speak, repurposed it. And that's the origin of Interval originally, and it's our recycling program, which is a cornerstone of the whole thing.
And, of course, you've been concentrating your efforts in Haiti recently after that devastating earthquake. Maybe you can talk about the medical needs there 2 years after.
But the problem with Haiti is there really wasn't a civil society in Haiti, and you add a catastrophic disaster to that, and you're left with essentially nothing except people and the needs. So we've been going to a place called Laogan, which is about 400,000 people. It's the old capital of the south. And the hospitals there were completely hors de combat, so there was nothing to take care of. So all of the world health agencies had got there, people like Médecins Sans Frontières and various governments and Red Crosses. But when we went down there, Constellation, our local super wine company, gave us two jet loads of stuff. So we got like 3 tons of medical equipment. And Notre Dame University from Indiana has a house down there, the Residence Filarose, because they already had a mission for elephantiasis or filariasis down there, and that was built to more modern standards, so we had somewhere to stay. And there was a nursing school also built to modern standards nearby, which we converted into an ad hoc hospital and equipped us with stuff from Rochester. So the entire system was set up with stuff from Rochester.
Well, what are the significant health concerns there right now?
Well, initially, as you might imagine, after an earthquake, you have the earthquake-type traumas with crush injuries and amputations and all that sort of stuff. And now you're back to the regular prevalence of disease in a country where the big differences between here and there are they have malaria, dengue fever. They have appendixes and hernias, and they also have this filariasis with the elephantiasis. So you're now into a maintenance situation after the acute trauma of the earthquake.
Are there any safety concerns for your medical team there? I mean, because many Haitians may still be in a desperate state out there.
I think it's safe to say that most Haitians are in a desperate state, but they're a remarkably resilient, friendly people. They actually are extremely easy to get on with for the most part. But just like in any country which has appalling poverty, there are appalling differences between the people who have the money and in whose interest it is to maintain that sort of poverty. But we haven't been faced with any crime per se. The last time Interval had a problem was actually before the earthquake when we used to go down there to help out at the Norwich Mission in Port-au-Prince.
How has this experience of traveling to Haiti affected you?
Well, the last trip again, which was orchestrated by Constellation and Interval together, was a sort of a fact-finding mission. And the truth is we just built beds for an orphanage after we assessed the hospital to see what the ongoing needs are. But overall, you can only find something like this completely overwhelming.
All right, Dr. Timothy O'Connor, one of the co-founders of the group Interval, talking about ongoing relief efforts in Haiti. Thanks for joining us.
My